It's an interesting experience. I think there were some delightful surprises. There were some gaps, some surprising gaps, particularly I think in some of the digital online categories. Would have expected a little more of that. Very international in terms of entries and you know, potentially those people earmarked out for awards as well. So, you know, I think in many ways a typical kind of awards judging process. There are always gaps, there are always highlights and surprises. And, you know, I think it's possibly too early to make a lot of sort of judgments or conclusions from those gaps and those delights and those about maybe what's happening in food and beverage. But yeah, so I think, you know, there's I think it's good to be surprised. It would be, if it was entirely predictable, we wouldn't need to have awards, you know, award shows, and we wouldn't be able to get juries together and debate the work. So yeah, I think an interesting 3 days.
Right, you touched on that as compared to probably traditional media, digital hasn't, on an average mark, didn't particularly fare that well. Mm-hmm. And you being like a digital guru, yep, and everything, what's your take on the industry?
I think what did predominantly, where the most consistent was in and around the social categories, where there were gaps were in the more, I guess, traditional digital categories of kind of websites, online advertising. It could be the definition of the categories. It could just be that it's a year where there hasn't been that much innovation. Or it could be that actually a lot of marketing dollars and a lot of marketing attention is actually really focusing in social. And that's really where that's the kind of battleground for innovation. There were the odd projects which stood out. There were some digital-based projects in viral and branded content and other areas. So, you know, but I just think that there was... You know, but I think some maybe what it does confirm is that maybe for awards programs, maybe some of those digital categories need to be rethought to not to accommodate or make up for the lack of good work, but or great work, but maybe just to kind of keep in tune with what it is that the role of websites and the role of online advertising in the entire mix of all the different channels. Social channels, viral channels, you know, branded content, where the boundaries lie. Because even branded content is fundamentally going to be predominantly social by the distribution mechanics. So every year there are questions to be raised and improved on for the following year, but that's why Fab has been successful for 15 years, and I'm sure it will continue to evolve and change with the market.
But do you think the economy as it is, and the fact that probably ad agencies have got lesser budgets to work with, mm-hmm, is that one of the reasons why digital has suffered as much as it?
Yeah, I think it will force people into the social. So, you know, where I'm not saying it's less expensive to be doing social marketing, but I think that, you know, where there's not necessarily the need to spend money on the media component, where we can earn that kind of more earned media through social rather than paid for media. And maybe what it says is that if you think about paid, earned and owned media channels, maybe what it says is that less people are spending time in owned channels, they're spending more time in the earned channels, and actually clients aren't spending as much in the paid channels. So that's kind of, you end up naturally, again, in a kind of a predominance digitally of social orientated work. Which kind of makes sense, you know, because that's exactly what, it's not what advertisers necessarily and agencies want, but it is predominantly where the audience are spending most of their time. So it kind of, maybe that's more of the trend, you know, not about what we call it, how much money we've got, but actually how are people using technology and how are people, you know, behaving in, you know, whether it's sharing content, entertainment, spending time with friends, you know, consuming. They're probably doing it more predominantly in social as well. So that is another lever which is influencing, you know, where the best work sits.
Based on all the work that you've seen, everything as an industry as a whole, is there one or two key elements you want to highlight as trends for the industry?
I think what I didn't see a lot of, and personally I'm quite motivated and moved by brands who play a meaningful role, like beyond advertising, so within culture, within society, how they kind of improve people's lives, services, utilities, things that, you know, even when I say services and utilities, I don't necessarily mean apps or websites, but, you know, even just helping people maybe consider brands and the role of brands in their lives in a different way. There probably wasn't a lot of that there was some lovely storytelling. You know, there were some cool things, some cool stunts, some cool things that happened in the real world. There were some social things which clearly got some attention. I think there was not the predominance. While people are talking a lot about, you know, brands playing meaningful roles in people's lives, being more, you know, service design, that kind of, those sorts of trends, not a lot of that came through this year, maybe because we're kind of at a point where that's being created and maybe we'll see more of that next year. But I hope to see more of that. And I think that, you know, again, where can technology play a role in innovating some of those more traditional channels and media formats? We've seen some of that today. We've seen how, you know, print-based media can be innovated with in order to kind of enhance an experience and bring a new type of experience. And I think more of that, more kind of innovation within some of those more traditional formats would be interesting to see. It's not necessary, it doesn't have to happen, but just sometimes it's kind of, it brings a kind of a smile and a delight and a kind of like, oh right, and a kind of a fresh new look at what is essentially a reasonably traditional kind of format. So I think that's always exciting to see. But also there's been some, you know, of course, especially I think in food and beverage, there's a lot of beautiful, emotional storytelling to be told, and that we've seen some of that today. We've seen some great films and stuff from the TV and also from posters where you can still be drawn in with a very simple, you know, kind of effective and, you know, ultimately, you know, an emotional message, which is great.